let's start off with the opening of bass season. Obviously, this year we are looking at better conditions than last year simply by virtue of better water levels, I want to say.
Yeah, it's also a more reasonably, in terms of temperature, at least last year, was we were off to quite a hot and early spring, and this is, if anything, a little bit behind. So temps are a little bit behind, but things are looking good, and we have had quite a bit more rain and a lot better snow this winter. So all in all, things are looking real good.
What are we looking at for forecasts here for central Wisconsin for the northern part of the state at this point?
Things are looking pretty darn good. Generally speaking, across the whole state, bass populations are doing real well. Both largemouth and smallmouth over the last 10, 20 years have come on pretty strong, and this season I think is going to be one of those good ones as well. And all in all, things are looking very positive in terms of numbers for sure, and there's plenty of fish out there, and if you're interested in keeping one to take home, go for it. You know, as long as it's legal, we encourage it.
The press release said that there is some relaxing of size limits for some species of bass.
Yeah, that's correct. In certain areas, particularly in the kind of northwest part of the state, like I said, we have seen drastic increases in the abundance of a lot of bass populations. And in some places, we've also noticed kind of related declines in growth rates, kind of too many bass out there and not enough resources. So a couple counties in the northwest, Burnett and Washburn, we actually removed the minimum length limit. A couple other waters throughout the north, up in Oneida County on the Minocqua chain, moved the minimum length limit on bass there too, because they're seeing huge increases in the numbers there and some potential issues with growth, and some people are concerned about other issues with interactions with other species. So yeah, we're looking at very healthy bass populations that could probably sustain a little bit of harvest, so we're liberalizing some regulations.
All right. Where is the best place to get information about current water limits of the body you're on?
In terms of accessing regulations and of what you can keep and take home, the best place to do that is to go to any local service center. Wherever you get a fishing license, you can get a regulations book, and that has your basic regulations in it. But also, you can go online to our website, and the DNR General website, and if you just type in fishing regulations, we actually have a couple new resources there where you can, for all the lakes in our state, you can just enter in whatever lake you're interested in or looking for and punch that in, and then the regulations for all the different species in that water will pop up for you. So it's a little bit more user-friendly, and we're trying to get a little bit better access to our regulations.